USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will resume use, but we'll have a warning about blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein is on the CDC advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare, and the benefits of the vaccine are huge.
There have been more protests in Columbus, Ohio, following the fatal police shooting of a black teenager who is swinging a knife at another girl. Officials report Officer Nicholas Reardon has been put on administrative leave. He is the U.S. Air National Guardsman and the son of a 30-year veteran and sergeant in the Columbus Division of Police. Officials say the investigation is just beginning. The family of Micaiah Bryant says whether or not the shooting is found to be justified, the killings must stop. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A delicate situation between the U.S. and Turkey has become tense following a historic declaration from President Biden. The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. And the president's infrastructure plans may have suffered a setback on Friday. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who is a key vote, said he thinks the bill should focus on conventional projects like roads, bridges, and railways.
I think this is truly a bipartisan effort. We're working in a bipartisan way to put a good infrastructure bill. We can take care of the needs of our country, and we can do it in a responsible way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An abortion bill in Florida that's meant to protect fetuses with disabilities gets approval. With that story, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
A bill passing the Florida House Friday makes it illegal to have an abortion if the only reason for doing so is because the fetus shows signs of a disability. The disabilities the bill covers include Down syndrome, disfigurement, and mental illness. Supporters of HB 1221 say children with disabilities can still lead full, meaningful lives. Opponents question the government's role in a woman's reproductive decisions. The bill's future is uncertain, though, as the state Senate has no hearing set. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The family of Dante Wright, the young black man who was shot and killed in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, during a traffic stop earlier this month, are calling out for justice. They're awaiting the trial of the former police officer who's charged in his death. China Whitaker is the mother of Dante's son. She wrote a letter to him to find closure.
I'm sorry you won't get to see his second birthday party. You won't get to witness his elementary years, his high school prom, or even just simple things fathers and sons do.
Former officer Kim Potter has been charged with manslaughter. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has ended his 3-week hunger strike days after he was transferred to a prison hospital amid reports he was close to death. He said on Instagram he's ending his hunger strike on the advice of his doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.